Shvius, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4:3. We had said in the previous Mishnah that there are certain knasot, penalties, that go to against a Jew who plowed illegally in the seventh year, and one can't plow that field in the eighth year. And we'll say in this Mishnah that one couldn't rent an illegally plowed field from such a Jew. However, we also say that one may rent a field that was plowed by a non-Jew in the seventh year. And in fact, one can go into contract with a non-Jew in the seventh year, saying, you provide me with a plowed field so that in the very commencement of the eighth year, when Shemitah is over, I can hit the ground running and go straight into my my planting, as long as you plow it ahead of time. That's legitimate. And the Mishnah says, therefore, Hochrin nirin min hanochrin b'shvias. A person may rent, chocher, I'll translate as rent, chakiri, we'll call it, means tenant farming, but, you know, we'll call it renting. Nirin, a nir is a plowed field, just an unplanted but plowed field. Min hanochrim, from Gentiles, non-Jews, b'shvias, on the seventh year. So that means in the seventh year, Shemitah year, you go into contract with the Gentile, saying, I will rent your field from you come the eighth year. And that's legitimate. And there are different gersos, nochrim, ovdei kochavim, goyim. It's all the same. There are different versions because of the different censors. But it means any non-Jew. We're not talking here, just to make it perfectly clear, we're not talking about a ger toshav, someone who's allowed to own land in Eretz Yisrael and stay there. We're talking even in ovdei kochavim, even a non-Jew who doesn't observe the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, but he happens to be in Israel, one is allowed to enter such a contract with him. Aval, however, lo mi Yisrael, one may not do that from a Jew. That is to say, you can't stipulate with a Jew, I will rent your field in the eighth year, provided it's plowed. Even if the deal would be the plowing should only happen in the eighth year, still we're afraid he'll plow prematurely in the seventh year. And certainly if the contract would say, I need a plowed field that is plowed on day one of the eighth year, of course that's forbidden, because you're causing the Jew to plow for you in the seventh year, which is forbidden. Further, says the Mishnah, Umachazikin yedei nachrim b'shvias. You are allowed to encourage, literally, machzik yad means to strengthen the hand. So machzikin yadei nachrim means strengthen the hand of the Gentile, but it means you can, says the Bartanura, you can wish them well. You can say yesher koach for your hard work, keep up the good work, as they're plowing the fields on the seventh year in Shemitah, because there's no prohibition against a non-Jew plowing his field, and it's good for everybody. It's good that there should be plowed fields and produce, etc. in the fields, so you can encourage the non-Jew, avlo yidei Yisrael, but you cannot encourage a Jew to be plowing in the seventh year. That obviously goes without saying, because it's forbidden. But the case is even where, like we had said in the previous Mishnah, there were certain times when the Romans imposed taxes, and out of fear of, you know, losing their lives, the Jews were allowed to do plowing and planting in the Shemitah year to provide for the wheat to meet the tax requirements. But if one would see a Jew plowing within the bounds of halacha, he still couldn't encourage that Jew to keep up the good work, because it's not good work. He's plowing on Shemitah, and it's a regrettable situation that he has to do it, and not one that should be encouraged, even if it's a necessary evil. The Mishnah then goes on to say something very important. And this, what I'm about to say now, besides being very important, it applies way beyond the scope of Shvius. In general, the halacha is, v'sholin b'shloman, one may inquire about the well-being. I mean, you can say, hello, good morning, how are you, to a non-Jew, mipnei darchei shalom, because of the ways of peace. Now, this doesn't mean mipnei ha'eiva, doesn't mean because, you know, it does not mean to suggest, you know, Gentiles are bad people or whatever, shouldn't be treated well. It's just that if you don't treat them well, then they'll come back and get you or whatever the story is, so you better be nice. No, that's not what it's saying at all. What it's saying is it's proper and right to greet a non-Jew. Even non-Jews who own land in Israel where they shouldn't be there, because you don't necessarily want Jews who don't observe at least the Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the laws that they're expected to observe. Even those Gentiles in the land of Israel, we wouldn't want them there under those circumstances. Still, it's right and proper to inquire of their well-being, and all the more so if a person lives in a Gentile nation and he has a co-worker and so on. Obviously, it's the right thing to do to be polite, cordial, and ask of well-being, etc. Because of Darchei Shalom, because that is the proper way of the Torah to promote peace. Now, I want to just make it clear how far this goes, because I think people may underestimate this mandate over here. I'm going to read you the words of the Rambam. The Rambam codifies this lahalacha in Hilchos Malachim, that's in the last of the 14 books of the Arach HaZakeh, in Shoftim, and in Perek Yud, the 10th chapter of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Yud Beis, at the very end, the Rambam says the following. Afilu ha-goyim, even when it comes to non-Jews, tzivu chachamim levaker cholehem, our rabbis commanded us to do bikur cholim, to visit their sick, velikvor meisehem, and to bury their dead im meisei Yisrael, just as one does along with Jews who have died, ulefarnes aniyim bechlal ani Yisrael, and to take care of their poor people along with the poor Jews, bipnei darchei shalom, because that is the way of peace. And that's the proper thing to do. Where ne'emar, look, it says in the pasuk, Tov Hashem l'chol, Hashem is good l'chol, to everybody. V'racham avol kol ma'asav, God's mercy extends to all of his creations, Jew and non-Jew alike. V'ne'emar, and further it says in the pasuk, Darchei darchei noam, the ways of the Torah are pleasant ways. V'chol nisivosei shalom, and all of its pathways are paths of peace that promote peace. And therefore, it's absolutely the right and proper thing to do to be polite, concerned, and even do chesed by and with non-Jews.